Ian. Ian. Someone nudged my shoulder. Darius, my brain figured out after a moment. Hey, you awake? I burrowed my face into the pillow. Do I have to be? We're here. And with that, I was awake. Apprehension burrowed under my skin and dug itself in. Sitting up slowly, I rubbed my stiff neck. The muscle would loosen itself soon enough, and if I'd actually slept on it badly enough to do some damage, it would be healed within the hour. This vampire deal wasn't all that bad sometimes. Darius's dark hair was disheveled, so he must not have been awake long himself. He rested a hand above the bunk and swayed a little, adapting to the slow rocking of the boat. That constant motion had alternately nauseated me and put me to sleep since we'd left Levi's grandmother's house in Sitka. Now that we'd arrived at our destination, a tiny island off the coast of Alaska near Kodiak Island, it wasn't the rocking that made me queasy. I took a deep breath. I was so not ready for this. An island full of wolves belonging to the same clan that had been trying to kill us did not feel like safe harbor to me. This still seems like a really bad idea. Relax, Darius touched my shoulder. We'll be all right. I'll believe that when I see it, I muttered, running a hand through my hair in a half-assed attempt to straighten it. He scowled but didn't say anything. As much as he tried to reassure me, I was pretty certain he wasn't any more thrilled about this arrangement than I was. He kept a calm demeanor and a relaxed front, but his slightly elevated heart rate gave him away. A pair of booted feet came down the ladder behind him. Darius turned around and, a second later, Levi dropped into full view. He looked better than he had recently. He was more put together than Darius, his near black hair perfectly arranged except for a few strands the wind had blown into his face. Still, he was obviously exhausted. He hadn't been a vampire long enough to be quite as pale as Darius or myself, but what lack of sunlight hadn't yet done, pure exhaustion certainly had. The life of a fugitive wasn't an easy one, as we learned all too well recently. Levi sank onto the bunk beside me. Grandma's going ashore to talk to the elders. They already know that we're coming, but she wants to make sure everything is clear with this arrangement. And if it is? Darius asked. I mean, what happens now? Levi shook his head. No idea. I know this isn't going over well with the pack, though. And even if the pack on the island is okay with it, the clan is going to be pissed. Are we sure there's nowhere else to go? I asked. This just doesn't seem safe. Darius shook his head, sighing heavily. Remember, Levi and I can't feed off humans, only wolves. I groaned. That issue was going to be the death of all three of us. Levi and Darius were both wolves now, and both vampires. A bite to feed the vampire would convert a human into a wolf. Without willing wolves, we were fucked. So what happens if the shit hits the fan, I asked, or if no one allows us to feed? This is an island, and there's only a few hours of daylight at a time right now, but it doesn't take much, you know. Levi sighed, shaking his head again. I don't know. I really don't. His shoulders sagged, and when he reached up to brush a few strands of dark hair out of his face, that simple movement seemed to take all the energy he had. I wrapped my arms around him and let him lean against me. Watching Levi like this was hell. He had always been the stronger of the two of us, but now he was so beaten down, demoralized, on the verge of total defeat. As much as he tried to stay strong, he was cracking under the weight of everything that had happened recently. His entire world had crumbled beneath him in a matter of weeks, and he was starting to crumble right along with it. We'll be okay, I whispered and kissed his cheek, wondering if he believed me any more than I'd believed Darius. The boat listed a little to the left, and then heavy footsteps thunked on the deck above us. All three of us looked up, silently tracking the steps as they approached the ladder.